Now, we've seen a shift in terms of endocrine therapy of postmenopausal women clearly towards aromatase inhibitors. What about the difference in the potency or activity against the tumor? You published a paper recently that showed that letrozole seemed to have a greater effect in terms of lowering serum estradiol than anastrozole. Do you think that's clinically significant?
We did produce that paper, but we're also just about to publish another paper looking at whether we could differentiate between anastrozole and letrozole in terms of its effects on the tumor. What we did is we randomized patients to get 14 days letrozole or 14 days anastrozole. It was only a couple of hundred patients, but what we saw was that anastrozole and letrozole were both pretty much identical at reducing proliferation. Impressively, of the, 206 tumors, 200 within 14 days, there'd been a reduction in proliferation with these drugs. So they both are tremendously potent and impressive drugs at switching off proliferation in these cancers. So yes, there's a potency issue. Letrozole does reduce circulating estradiol to low levels. Interesting, it's not worse for your bones, letrozole. It doesn't have any more side effects, which makes me think, is it actually doing any more to the tumor? Because I would have thought if it was more biologically potent, it might be worse for your bones. It might actually have more side effects if it was reducing estradiol to a more biologically significant level. So we have to wait for the FACE trial, I think. But my view is that there may not be a direct correlation between potency and effect. But I think it's certainly worth exploring, and the FACE trial eventually will tell us.